can easily understand.
Just because it's late doesn't mean we're done yet.
And the server doesn't come!
And the quarterback, you kidding me, coach?
There's still plenty more hits to dish out.
Well, he really hit the shit out of that one, didn't he? Look at that, he hit the f***ing ball. That gets a free sting.
This is Late Hits. Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph. Get Physical RX. And by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton. Look in my eyes, what do you
see? This is the only live local and consistent evening sports radio show in the city of Houston. Late Hits, ESPN 97.5. Patrick Creighton with you. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. On the HRMP listener line, on the text line, on Twitter, at PCreighton1. Big Gianni B.
Big Bad John.
On the other side of the glass, at the Master Controls, at Third Coast Johnny on the Twitter, on the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/ESPN975, ESPN975.com, ESPN975 app. Tell Google, tell Alexa, play ESPN975. Take us with you everywhere you go. You know you want to. You know what today is, Johnny B? Today is 316. Today is Steve Austin Day. In honor of the greatest promo in WWE history, the promo that launched Steve Austin into the next stratosphere. You talk about your Bible and your John 3:16. Well, Austin 3:16 says, I just whipped your ass. Take that, Jake the Snake Roberts. The greatest selling wrestler of all time. It all started with that.
Yeah, B-Mac had to explain it to me. That's a badass promo, though.
You can find the promo. Just find the original Steve Austin 3:16 promo. We put it in like Austin 3:16, whipped your ass. You'll see it. It's an all-time classic. Back when, you know, wrestlers could say things like ass and it wasn't bleeped out. When you could make comments about the Bible and it wasn't, you know, something that they had to put in the advisory committee and then have an extra warning for. When wrestling was fun. The Attitude Era, it was called. The Attitude Era was the best era of professional wrestling. Everything could just go off the rails, didn't matter. Guys talked the most crap. Steve Austin once sprayed down a bunch of people with hose from a beer truck. Just sprayed beer all over the ring. Hose down the McMahons. Hose down half the arena. Just blasted everybody with beer. Catching beers from ringside. Throwing beers to fans. Steve Weisers, as they were called. Now he has his own beer. It's actually, Steve Austin has his own brand of beer.
Yeah, a couple years ago, I tried to get you some of it. Remember?
I still have not been able to get
it. Yeah, it's hard to find.
I don't know why it's so hard to find, but I still have not found the Stone Cold IPA.
If anybody wants to bring some up to the station for Patrick, you're more than welcome.
I did hear my good friend Brad Gilmore, who you hear with Booker T on the Hall of Fame after this show quite often, that it was a solid beer. I'm not a big IPA guy. I find a lot of IPAs to be unnecessarily bitter. But I still want to try it just because, well, it's Stone Cold's beer. And on Stone Cold Day, we should have Stone Cold beer. Just, look, it's just how the world should work. When it's Stone Cold Day, we should have Stone Cold beer. Yeah, Suave on the Twitch stream says, back when you could say candy ass. Back when you could say Rudy Poo. Can't say Rudy Poo or candy ass anymore because it used to be Rudy Poo candy ass.
Maybe I shouldn't be asking this, but what does that mean?
Who cares what it means?
I've never heard that before.
It doesn't matter what it means.
Don't give me your wrestling promos.
Because that was The Rock's thing.
It was.
You know, you can take your opinion, turn that sumbitch sideways, and stick it straight up your Rudy Poo candy ass. Do you like pie? Do you like donuts? Do you like jelly donuts? It doesn't matter what you like. This was the fun of wrestling. And, you know, The Rock would come out and sing. He would sing Jabroni Drive, which was hilarious. Oh, no. So it was called SmackDown Hotel. He would sing SmackDown Hotel. They would do Sing Along with The Rock, the whole arena, the 25. They'd all sing along with The Rock. Wrestling used to be a lot more fun. As evidenced by the fact that today, thank God, we have Paul Heyman. Thank God we have Paul Heyman, the king of the promo, the lord of the microphone. Because if it wasn't for Paul Heyman, Roman Reigns would never be allowed near a microphone. His promos are terrible. Paul Heyman makes all of them. It's all everything in around that whole storyline is awesome because of Paul Heyman. WrestleMania is coming up. I got a press credential, but I don't think I'm going to go. Looking at the prices of hotels around Inglewood, around the stadium, and it's pretty much one night is a car payment. And I need to stay for three nights. And I just have a moral objection to making three car payments to stay in a hotel, especially one that I'm literally going to be in to sleep, shower, and leave. I'm not making a car payment for that. You know, when you come to Houston, when you go to Dallas, when you go to pretty much any city, you can usually get a hotel room for between $85 and $130 a night. Everything in L.A. right there around the stadium is like $250 and up. I just, no, not doing it. I can't. I refuse to pay Manhattan prices for hotels. When I lived in New York, I wouldn't pay Manhattan prices for hotels. I'm certainly not doing it now. And then I looked at where you could get cheaper hotels. You got to be like a half hour out. The cost of the Uber is probably the difference in the hotel room. And you might have to wear a Kevlar. I mean, I don't know. I'm feeling like, do I really want to stay in Crenshaw? No, I don't. I don't even want to stay in Inglewood. I feel like if I get more than like 10 miles outside the stadium, I might need to wear Kevlar.
This may be a dumb question, too. How many WrestleManias are there a year?
One.
Just one. Okay, so this one is there. Oh, it's that it. Sucks.
There's
yeah.
one WrestleMania. Okay. Last year was the first time I actually got to go.
Oh, so you're fiending to go again.
It was the only... WrestleMania was the only major wrestling event that I'd never been to. I'd been to all the others. Just hadn't been to that one. I've been to like six Royal Rumbles. I love Rumble is one of my favorite events. But I'd never been to a WrestleMania. So last year was my first one. I kind of want to go again, but.
Where was it last year?
It was Dallas. It was at Jerry
World. Oh, yeah.
It was at Jerry World. And let me tell you, they do WrestleMania like it's the Super Bowl, right? No expense is spared. You open the press box, and it is the greatest spread you've ever seen. And there are white glove servers. I mean, it is full nines. WWE does not spare a dollar. They go full out. It was awesome. And I was looking forward to going again, but man, I can't justify in my own mind basically spending $1,500 to go. I would have to have uncomfortable conversations with the mother of children. And she would not be pleased. There would be anger in her voice that I would be spending $1,500 to basically go hang out and watch wrestling. Yeah, that wouldn't go over so well. She'd like, for that much money, you could take me on vacation. And she wouldn't be wrong. She wouldn't be wrong. I can tell you, she wants to go down to South Padre and go lay on the beach for a week. And when I say go lay on the beach for a week, I mean she will go lay on the beach and turn herself crispy as crisp and be very happy. Me, I burn in 35 seconds. I'm done. I can go out wearing a full swim shirt and a hat and glasses. I still come out in an hour looking like a lobster.
Well, yeah, because you didn't mention one thing.
With SPF 10 million.
I was
going to
say, sunscreen, man.
Oh, well, I mean, I just assumed you know. As pale as I am.
Well, I'm just as pale. Yeah.
I wear nuclear-powered sunscreen.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't help. The sun is not my friend. And the worst part about it is I go from white to red, I get leprosy, and I'm white again. And if you don't know what I mean by leprosy, you know, after you burn, how you peel. Well, I don't just peel. I shed like a snake. You take the shirt off and the skin just goes flying everywhere. It's like Christmas snowing. It's so gross. It is so gross. I have to vacuum after myself. That's how much comes off. No. No sun for me. Don't
worry. No!
Let me go hide in the bar, watch TV, watch whatever sports are on. You know, consume adult beverages. Eat some nice red meat. Be left alone. Also, I did hear, my son told me, there are three new flavors at Wingstop. So that is on the agenda tomorrow afternoon. I have to go to Wingstop with my son and my daughter because the mother of children will not eat them. My son and my daughter, we're going to Wingstop to sample new flavors. And we'll have a review tomorrow, let you know how it was. Yeah, the mother of children does not eat wings. It's beneath her. She only eats, quote, healthy food. Despite the fact that I've dropped weight, I still like wings. I don't eat them as often as I used to. There's no more weekly pilgrimage to get wings. This will actually be the first time I have wings in a while. But going to have wings. And fries. And fries. And a diet soda. Because that's how that goes. One of the things I learned about, you know, being diabetic and not being able to have sugar was I consumed about a week's worth of sugar every day just drinking. Drinking iced tea, drinking soda. I didn't realize, how much soda you actually drink. I had no clue. I used to drink, the Tall Boy of Arizona iced tea. A Tall Boy of Arizona iced tea is a day's worth of sugar. I used to drink four every night. Oops. Now I know why I'm diabetic. All right. We will get into the madness that is March and those who are going home and crying their eyes out because, well, they sucked today. Next.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. You are listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
James on the text line thinks I'm out of touch. because it's like, man, $250 is not a car payment for most people. I'm sorry if you want to pay $500 a month for your car. I don't.
I pay $295. I think that's pretty normal for most people.
A $250 a night room after you add taxes and fees is about $300. I didn't think I had to explain that, but maybe I do. And $300 is about a car payment, unless you went in $0 down and, you know, bought yourself a $58,000 F-150. I don't do that. You know, if I was going to buy a really expensive car, I'd not finance the whole damn thing. That's usually how you get in trouble. Anyhow, those of you who, you know, think $500, $600 car payments are perfectly fine, I'm glad that you make that kind of money. That's awesome. I choose not to spend that money on cars because I have kids. Kids are expensive. I'd rather spend that money on my kids. Trust me, I am spending it on this thing called tuition. I like to spend it on the house. I like to go on vacation. I like to do other things. I don't want to spend $60,000 on a car that I'm going to kill the value on driving, you know, 50 miles each way between where I live and down here, or where I live in NRG, or where I live in Minute Maid Park, and have the car get banged around while it's downtown in Houston. Yeah. I've done the expensive car thing before. It's overrated. I like to go fast. I also don't like getting tickets. I am a believer in being down with the discount wherever you can get it. You never pay full price. Not for the house, not for the car, not for the appliances, not for the flight, not for the hotel, not for anything. You never pay full price. And if that makes me a cheap ass, then so be it. I'm a cheap ass. I don't care. I live it on my terms. If you tell me it's $500, I want it for $375. I can't get it from you for $375. I'll get it from somebody else for $375. Just got to wait and find it. It'll come. Always does. So, yeah, I refuse to spend that kind of money. I refuse to spend $300 a night in a hotel. If I was going on one of those, like, if it was one of those, like, honeymoon resorts, like, you're on your honeymoon, and it's everything is included, and it's, like, $250 a night or whatnot, okay, that's a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing that you're going to do. All right. Basic travel? Hell no. Hell no. Speaking of hell no, I want to introduce you guys to a little school called Furman University. Now, you know how every school has like a hashtag? Well, Furman, yeah, University of Florida goes by UF. Furman goes by FU. And their hashtag is FU all the time. This is the greatest hashtag ever. Of every university in the country, Furman's is the best. FU all the time. Well, late in the game, Furman, the 13 seed. Virginia, the 4 seed. Less than 10 seconds to go. The Cavaliers with a 2-point lead over the Paladins.
Playing with four guards, and the four guards out there, along with Cedric, are their best free throw shooters.
Clark in a straight jacket. Oh, he didn't need to do that. He threw it away. Hing, Pagese. Goal! Furman leads. Timeout, Virginia. Did we just see what we think we just saw? Wow!
I love Kevin Harlan. Kevin Harlan is the damn king. I love Kevin Harlan. CBS Sports. Furman takes the lead after like the most ridiculous turnover you ever saw. Dude just chucks the ball across the court, gets intercepted, three, bang, 1 point lead for the Dens. Furman has not won an NCAA title game since before I turned one. I'm going to be 50 in June. 1974, the last time Furman won an NCAA tournament game. What happened in that last 2 seconds?
A little bit of time. It's Beekman. Good if it goes. Furman has won!
All I want is the Furman kids to just go, F you all the time, F you all the time, and just never stop. They should have purple terrible towels that they swing that say F you for Furman University. The greatest thing ever. Furman! Furman! Takes down the Cavaliers! And that wasn't even the biggest upset of the day. No! The 15th seed Princeton Tigers. The legacy and the ghost of Pete Carril. The number 2 seed Arizona Wildcats, a team many experts had going to the Final Four. Well, Arizona had an 8-point lead with 7.5 minutes to go. And then it started.
Three won't go by Henderson. Princeton keeps hanging around. We approach 7 minutes. More than hanging around, maybe. Alaco. Guy they call Mushmouth because he never stops talking, and he's talking to the crowd right now.
Princeton had cut it to 6. But a couple of minutes later, 6 would be nothing. Princeton would take the lead.
Possibly one at the 2-minute mark. Off the window to the lead for Lambeau.
In 5 minutes, Princeton would take the lead. In those 5 minutes, Arizona only scored 4 points. Arizona coming undone. And then, with a 1-point lead, nobody would score for the next minute and a half until this.
No good. Arizona with a prayer that will not go. And the Tigers of Princeton growl their way to round 2 as they upset the number 2 seed Wildcats of Arizona.
The Princeton Tigers sending home the Arizona Wildcats. 15 slays number 2. Slays them. And brackets all around the country burning in trash cans. So I don't take it seriously. People who fill out their brackets and they're like real serious about it, and you know, like living and dying with every single one. Come on, just have fun with it. The whole greatness of this tournament is the first weekend. Field of 64, round of 32. That is the greatness of the entire tournament because that is where the upsets happen. By the time you get to the Sweet 16, at that point, most of the upsets are over. The big upsets, the small schools beating the Power 5 schools, that all happens opening weekend. enjoy the madness. Enjoy the upsets. Enjoy David slaying Goliath. Because that's where the fun is. Everybody screaming, oh, Arizona screwed me. Stop taking it so seriously, degenerate gamblers. Princeton winning is awesome. It's awesome. Not to mention, if you didn't have Arizona going to the Final Four, and you know someone who did, oh, the trash talk begins. Coming up next, we'll get into your Houston Astros. Is this guy really a starting option? Next.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
You know what? It's time to talk about the reigning, defending, undisputed world champion, Houston Astros. World champs. You know what? I told you yesterday about how happy I was just because I hate the damn Braves. I hate the Braves with a passion. Anytime the Braves lose, somebody gets a puppy. Braves could go 0-162 and they'd win too many games. And many of you said to me, you feel the same way about the St. Louis Cardinals. Many of you said you hate the Cardinals. It doesn't matter who they play. You want them to lose. Well, today, the Houston Astros defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 3-0. The starter in today's game, Ronel Blanco. Now, because of the fact that, you're down Lance Colors Jr. And the minor league depth that they have right now is, well, maybe it's not quite as good as they hoped it was going to be. Right now, the number one guy option out of the AAA system is probably Brandon Belak. And I know that just made all of you throw up in your mouths a little bit because it did the same thing to me. But Brandon Belak, Sean Dubin's been lousy. Forrest Whitley is definitely not ready. J.P. France, who's probably the most ready, hasn't pitched yet this spring due to an undisclosed injury. So, discomfort? The Astros have said nothing about what's wrong with J.P. France, just that got an undisclosed injury, and he hasn't pitched. He's way behind. They thought he would have been throwing by now. Way behind. So they don't have a whole lot of options in-house if they were to have another starting pitcher go down. Now, Ronel Blanco hasn't really started games since 2017, when he was pitching for Quad Cities in the Midwest League. That's A-ball, for those of you keeping score at home, we know you are. Ronel Blanco that year started 11 games out of 22 appearances. Pitched 84 and two-thirds innings. Had a 4.68 ERA and a 1.49 whip. Walking nearly five batters per nine. As a 23-year-old in A-ball. And as you look through Ronel Blanco's career, there's a lot of really high walk totals. Really high walk rates. for his career in the minor leagues, his walks per nine are 4.1. That is damn high. And you might remember last year, Ronel Blanco pitched really well in spring training, made the Astros, and then proceeded to just walk everybody. And in the 7 appearances that he made, he went a total of 6 1/3 innings with a 7.11 ERA, because when he was pitching, the bases were open all night long. A 1.90 whip, walking nearly 6 batters per nine. Went down to Sugar Land where he pitched better. In fact, he kind of became one of Sugar Land's back-end relievers. Had a 4.63 ERA and a 1.21 whip. Struck out almost 12 batters per nine. Walked almost 4 batters per nine. Home run rate, 1.6 per nine. Yikes. But hey, you know, he's pitching well here in the spring. And he pitched well today. Ronel Blanco, 3 1/3. No runs, 3 hits, 5 strikeouts. Did not walk a batter in about 50 pitches. Not bad. Here's the problem. Outside of Wilson Contreras, and maybe, no, because it's Chase Pinder, not Chad Pinder. Outside of Wilson Contreras, you may not have heard of anybody in the Cardinals lineup today. They played the B squad. Hell, they played the C squad. Look, you got to pitch well regardless of who you face. But a good outing would mean more to me if you faced, I don't know, more than one major leaguer. I see a lot of minor leaguers in that lineup. And the major leaguer is Wilson Contreras, who was 1 for 2. So, not going to bag on him because he pitched well. But can we see him pitch well against major leaguers? 3 1/3 isn't really starting. I mean, they got him up to 50 pitches. I guess next they'll try to get him up to like 60, 65 pitches. I'm still not sold on this idea of Blanco being a starter, because generally, guys who walk as many dudes as Blanco does, well, they're not starters. Hell, they're not even high leverage relievers. High leverage relievers can't come in and walk the damn ballpark. So I'm a little concerned about this idea of making Ronel Blanco a starting pitcher. Again, usually if you could start in the minor leagues, they don't turn you into a reliever. In the minors, if you've got some stamina, they'll try to make you a starter. When you start and you become a reliever, it's because, well, generally you're just not that good. I don't know how long this actually lasts, and it's not really hurting anybody for him to, I guess, to be stretched out or to be able to go multiple innings. You know, they don't really have a multiple inning guy in the pen anymore. You know, you don't have the Devo or the Peacock, like that type of guy anymore. But at the same time, I have to see something from Ronel Blanco that says he's not going to walk freaking everything before I trust him at the major league level. If you're still walking the ballpark in the minors, when you get to the majors and the hitters are better and the umpires have smaller zones, what makes you think that there's going to be more success? That says there's going to be less success. I do not like the idea of Ronel Blanco as a starter. Maybe I'll come around. Maybe he'll prove me wrong. I doubt it. I would be happy if he did. I am always happy when guys prove you wrong because they played better than you expected. Don't like when they prove you wrong because you expect a lot and then they tank. But if you prove me wrong because you're better, I'm happy to see it. I'll eat that crow all day long. Be better. I'm not buying it from Ronel Blanco, who is now 29 years old. Guys usually don't suddenly have breakthroughs at 29, where after not being able to throw strikes their whole freaking life, suddenly, boom, they're Jose Urquidy, they're a strike-pounding machine. Not buying it. All right, before we hit the break, need you to listen very, very carefully, okay? Bet 975, bet 975, bet 975. Don't forget it. Why? Because it's going to give you free money. Do you like free money? I love free money. When somebody says there's free money, I am first in line. They're giving you free money at my bookie. Just in time for the NCAA tournament. So whether you're on the chalk or whether you're on the dogs, you can win big at mybookie.ag. They've got all the games, all the player props. You can bet individual player points, rebounds, assists, triples. If you love college hoops, you are going to love all the player bets. Getting started is easy. Go to mybookie.ag, make an initial deposit, use promo code BET975. Remember that? BET975. And you get an exclusive deposit bonus up to $1,000. Not only do they have all the NCAA tournament games, you can bet on NBA, golf, hockey, XFL, MLS, and more. How does MLB sound? Because their season's right around the corner. Want to pick MLB futures? You could do that right now at mybookie.ag. Get your welcome bonus with your initial deposit up to $1,000. The promo code BET975 and bet on anything, anytime, anywhere with my bookie.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Just got an email from the Houston Astros. Astros 316 shirts. You know I'm buying these. I waste so much money on freaking Astros swag. I waste so much damn money on Astros swag. Every playoff round, I'm buying more junk.
I know you're a Mets fan, but you have way more Astros gear at this point, right, than you do Mets?
I don't think I've gotten anything new Mets since I moved down here.
So you've transitioned into a full-blown Astros fan then?
I am more vested in the Astros than the Mets because I'm going to cover the team all the time. All right, hold on. We got to have a conversation here with King of All Twitch. King of All Twitch says wrestling is fake. Let me tell you something. You want to know how fake it is? Tell you what. You come down and meet me at Booker T's gym, and you get in the ring, and we'll see how fake you think it is then. Let's see how fake you think it is. We'll have Ryan Davidson give you a few chops. Let's see how fake you think those are. Cody doesn't wrestle. Cody talks wrestling.
So is it fair to say then he may have meant to say scripted, not fake? It's not fake, but it is scripted.
It is scripted, yes. It is, the outcomes are predetermined.
But it still hurts to do. I mean, it's physical.
When you see somebody jump off top rope and land on somebody else, there's no way to, oh, yeah, that's fake. Didn't happen. Didn't hurt. When somebody lands on you, full body, there's no way to make that not hurt. When somebody bangs you over the head with a chair, you better duck your head or you're going to get a concussion. All right, but getting hit with a chair, it hurts. Because the guys who are the best at it, they don't tell you, you know, take it easy. No, you blast them. It's got to look real. My cousin still wrestles. Been wrestling for 25 years. And I can't tell you how many times he wrestles at a big event and then winds up in the hospital the next day. He just won the NYWC title. Title he's held, I don't know, 10 times in his career, but probably not since like 2014. And, you know, the cuts and the bruises and the blown out knees and Achilles and the back injuries and the concussions and the lost teeth. And yeah, I trained at that school at NYWC. I trained at that school for a year and a half. And my body just said, yeah, we're done with this crap. You do this one more time, we're going to break. And at that time, my business was starting to take off. So I made the decision of I could beat the hell out of myself or I could make more money. And I chose to make more money. But your wrestling's not fake. It's scripted. It's not fake. And I made the mistake one time of I forgot to take off a chain that I was wearing. My wife had bought me a chain, a little hockey player on it, because I played hockey for 20-something years. And I took a chop right on the chain. It broke the chain and embedded the little pendant into my chest. It embedded it. I had to pull it out. That was suboptimal. Did not feel good. I'm just saying. I don't want to be saying, but I'm saying.
I have a question.
Questions.
What was your wrestling name?
I had like 5 different wrestling names because on the actual shows, I never actually wrestled in a match other than in a Royal Rumble type match where they didn't give you any names. You just came in, you ran in, you wrestled. My Royal Rumble appearance was to go in, hit 3 clotheslines, take a back body drop, and get thrown over the top rope. That was my job. I lasted about 1:32. Generally, I was the referee on the cards because wrestlers who were training who weren't quite ready to have full matches on their own would ref, would act as managers, would act as broadcasters or interviewers or things like that. So I would ref in a lot of these things. I actually, as a ref after a match, wound up taking about 8 bumps because it was assault the ref after the match type thing. The heel lost a match they should have won on like a schoolboy roll up, and then they went mad, blamed the ref, and then I got the crap kicked out of me. Much to the joy of the crowd. Kill the ref! Because everybody loves when the ref gets killed. So, yeah, I think I took 2 power bombs. Let's see, it was 2 power bombs, a super kick, an elbow off a top rope, and then I got dumped out of the ring. For being the ref! All I did was my job! Stuff ain't fair, Johnny B. Stuff ain't fair. You know, like I said, I'm okay with the fact, like, Renault Blanco pitched well. He didn't pitch against anybody, though. I want to see him pitch against guys. I don't want to see him not walk the ballpark at the major league level on some kind of a regular basis. That would be, you know, ideal. Johnny, what's the what is that? That's Auburn, Iowa. Auburn's up by 7? How much time's left in that game?
Auburn is up by 7, 71-64, 2:42 to go. Auburn just scored a free throw, so it is 72-64.
All right, so that game is getting down to the nitty-gritty. It's an 8-point game.
It was damn near tied a few minutes ago, so Auburn's pulling away here a little bit.
Duke is smashing Oral Roberts. They're up by 25 with 2.5 minutes to go. Boise State and Northwestern, that's a close one. They're early in the second half, 4-point game. UT up by 9 on Colgate at the half. And then in about 20 minutes, UH takes on Northern Kentucky. 8:55 tonight, A&M takes on Penn State. We're going to take you up to A&M pregame tonight. It'll be about 8:25. And then later on tonight, 9:30, the undefeated franchise, history. XFL Houston Roughnecks, 9:30. On the deuce. On the plus. Taking on the Seattle Sea Dragons. I'll be covering that game. You know, days where there's more sports than we can keep our eyes on, I like days like that. I like when it's like sports overstimulation, and no matter what TV you have on, it can be a different game. I love that. And like I said, I love that A&M, UT, and UH are all in the same bracket, because that means we're probably going to get two rivalry games. I think we're going to get UT and A&M, and then I think we're going to get UT and UH for a shot to go to the Final Four. By the way, got my UH swag on. See, got my UH swag on. You know what? Fake Houston Cougar fan Jake Asman, he doesn't have UH swag on. Aggie Asman? Fake Aggie Asman? Now trying to be fake Cougar Asman. Only thing red on the red weasel is his head. Dude, by the way, Joel came up with the name for him, the Red Weasel. That is the greatest freaking name ever. Joel calls him the Red Weasel. Every time he says it, I crack, man. It's awesome. The Red Weasel. Now, that'd be a great wrestling name. The Red Weasel. He could be like the manager that's always running away from getting his butt kicked. That'd be awesome. That's like literally perfect. All right. A running back I want no part of in Houston. A running back I'd like to see in Houston. Maybe one of these guys has been here before. Next.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Over your sound.
Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports. This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right. You know, if it's going to rain, I need it to rain hard enough to get all the pollen off my damn car. Not rain so that it turns the pollen like into this sticky, sugary type of goo that's all over my car that now I have to scrub off. Either get the pollen off my car or don't freaking rain. I don't have time for this. But you know what I am happy about? When all that pollen comes down, I don't lose my mind. Why? Dr. Ben Salento. Yeah, Dr. Ben changed my life. He's changed the life of dozens of late hitters and thousands of Houstonians. Why? Because if you have sinus issues, if you have snoring issues, Dr. Ben's going to take care of it for you. I had horrible sinus issues. I had a sinus infection every other month for 20 years. Not even kidding. I lived on antibiotics. And there would be six-month periods where every show that I did, I had to take a pregnant pause after every two sentences because I had to clear my head so I could breathe. That's how bad it was. People thought, oh, that's just his cadence. That's just how he is. He talks so. No, I couldn't friggin' breathe. Now I breathe a lot better. And when I take a pregnant pause, it's because I want one. Because I'm looking at Johnny going, how? Why? That's why. But you know what? I had a staph infection in my sinuses. It was so bad. It was so resistant to antibiotics. It never really went away. It would just ramp up and down. And no doctor, and I've been to over six of them, a half a dozen doctors, two different states. Nobody ever bothered to try to find out, well, why does this guy always get these sinus infections? No, they just kept writing the scripts. They didn't care. Dr. Ben's the only one that cared. Wanted to find out, why do you keep getting these sinus infections? Wanted to get a CT scan on my head. Do I have to go somewhere else? Do I have to talk to another doctor? Nope, we're going to walk down the hall, three doors, bang a left. Right there, all done in his facility. 10 minutes later, he had the results up on the board. We had a plan of action together. We learned I had staph infection. It needed to be surgically removed. That's how bad it was. My sinuses were so badly damaged that there was all this dead tissue and damaged tissue. My sinus cavity was almost completely closed. Turned out I had a deviated septum. I didn't even know I had a deviated septum. So they removed the staph infection. They did a balloon sinuplasty to open up my sinus cavity, get rid of all that dead and damaged tissue. They did a septoplasty. They straightened out my deviated septum, made it a straight septum, so it's normal. And you know what? 3.5 years later, I haven't had a sinus infection. I haven't even had a sinus headache. And because my airways aren't blocked, I don't snore anymore. Killed everything with one procedure. It was awesome. And now I sleep through the night. I don't snore and stop breathing and wake up and kickstart and roll over and snore again and wake up my wife and then wake up the kids. No, I sleep through the night peacefully. Quietly, restfully. I wake up, I feel good. I feel like I actually got quality rest. I'm ready to take on the day. So if you deal with sinus issues, deal with snoring issues, you need to call Dr. Ben Salento. 346-413-9313. 346-413-9313. Go to TexasSinusAndSnoring.com. TexasSinusAndSnoring.com. Schedule your appointment with Dr. Ben Salento. Tell him I sent you by. Break the cycle and breathe. Now, for those of you who did not know because you were too busy watching Astros spring training and or watching NCAA basketball, you may not have known. Ezekiel Elliott is no longer a Dallas Cowboy. Steven must have locked Jerry in a closet and made the move behind his back because we know old Jerry never would have done this. The Cowboys are going to bite the bullet. And they have released Ezekiel Elliott, who is coming off his worst season as a pro at age 27. Ran for a career low 876 yards, career low 3.8 yards per attempt. Did have 12 touchdowns, more a byproduct of the offense than a byproduct of his success. Zeke, a career low 17 catches, career low 92 receiving yards, career low 0 touchdown receptions. Wasn't a great year for Ezekiel Elliott, who continues to look like he is slowing down. Seems to lack the speed, the burst, the explosiveness. And I know that we're usually when a running back gets cut on one of those big deals. They go out on the market. They usually don't get to recoup the money. They're usually signing for a much, much smaller deal. And I don't know who's going to sign it, but it better not be the Houston Texans. I do not want any part of Ezekiel Elliott on Kirby Drive. Not no way, not no how. I don't see Ezekiel Elliott as a boon to the locker room, as a boon to the offense. Don't consider him to be a big blocker. And you know what? We don't need a plotter because we already have Dameon Pierce, who is your power back, runs guys over, runs through guys, like leads the league in broken tackles per carry. Yeah, you already got a guy who's a powerhouse. Ezekiel Elliott's not a powerhouse anymore. You hate to say it, but Zeke might be that word that starts with a W and ends in osht. That's not the guy that I want. There's another guy who's going to be 27 in about a month, who once upon a time was a third round pick of the Houston Texans. Suffered a very unfortunate injury. Was kind of forced back early. Played for a terrible head coach whose name rhymed with Bill O'Brien. And then was unceremoniously dumped. Since then, well, not only has he shown himself to be pretty good back, but he ran for 914 yards last year, career high. Despite the fact he only started 9 games because he really didn't get the ball until Christian McCaffrey was sent packing. Hit 5 touchdowns, ran 4.5 yards per carry. It's Deontay Foreman. I always liked Deontay Foreman. Liked him in college. I liked Foreman at UT. I like he's got a little bowling ball to him. He's 6'1", 235. He's got a lot of power. Runs through guys. Has pretty good burst. And I was just thinking. You know how like you see running back combinations like thunder and lightning? You know, the Giants used to have an earth, wind, and fire. What if the Texans had thunder and more thunder? Where after Dameon Pierce kicked your ass, Deontay Foreman came in and kicked your ass some more. I think that'd be a hell of a backfield. Foreman's not going to cost a whole lot. It's going to cost $2 million, $3 million. And you have two power backs. You don't have to change your offense when one guy comes in. One guy softens up the defense. The next guy runs over him. Then the other guy comes back and he runs over him again. I love that idea. I wouldn't mind seeing Deontay Foreman back as a Houston Texan. Really, I blame Bill O'Brien that he was sent out of here to begin with because, well, Bill O'Brien's a dumbass. I would love to see Deontay Foreman get a shot back in Houston where he was drafted, playing with Dameon Pierce, forming a two-headed monster, beating the snot out of people. All right, going to take one more quick break. We've got a short segment to close out the show as we lead into Aggies basketball pregame as Texas A&M will play their first round game tonight. They will play against Penn State. That's a, you know, SEC versus Big Ten matchup. That game starts at 8:55, so their pregame will come up probably in about 10 minutes. So short segment here as we wrap up Late Hits.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
So I actually enjoyed Cocaine Bear. It was funny. It's gratuitous gore, but it's funny. It's not any kind of award-winning acting or great script. It's just funny to watch a coked-out bear just lose its mind all the time. It's awesome. My son and I thought it was hysterical. This year, it seems like there's a lot more movies coming out this year that I'm interested in, or at least that I'm interested in going to see at the movies, than there was last year. So like I was saying the other day, Brendan Fraser won an Oscar for his role as a fat teacher in a movie called The Whale. The guy is like 800 pounds, and he teaches online, and he never has the camera on because he doesn't want anybody to see him because he's so massively fat. And he's trying to reconnect with his daughter, who's like a teenager, and you know, all that type of nonsense. I didn't even know this movie existed. In fact, my friend Maury Brown, who does Business Side of Baseball for Forbes, he had posted a meme on it, you know, and it said, like, you know, wins for The Whale. And it's a picture of Brendan Fraser. He's fat as hell. And I'm just like, is this a fat joke? Like, is this real or is this a fat joke? Like, did Brendan Fraser get fat? Or, like, does this movie really exist? He's like, no, it's a real movie. And I'm like, I've never heard of this movie. She sends me the trailer for it. I'm like, we got movies winning awards that I didn't even know existed. That tells you how many movies came out last year that I gave a damn about. But now I'm looking at movies that are coming out, right? So Fast 10 is coming out. I don't care if it's fake as hell. I'm still going to watch because I've watched all the other ones. Both my kids want to go see the Dungeons and Dragons movie because it looks funny. John Wick Chapter 4. The Super Mario Brothers movie I am going to go see with my kids. Because, look, I grew up playing Super Mario Brothers, the original one. Hours and hours on the original NES, getting screamed at by my parents. Turn that damn thing off! Yeah. Didn't happen. I want to go see The Pope's Exorcist. I want to go see Evil Dead Rise. I'm debating if I want to see Renfield because it's Nicolas Cage as Dracula. And that alone is kind of worth it, right? So there's a lot of stuff. Plus, I haven't gotten to see the new Scream yet. I haven't gotten to see the new Creed yet. I haven't seen Ant-Man and the Wasp yet. So I got a lot. I haven't seen the new Avatar yet. I have a lot of things I got to get to. Yeah, so, you know, I got to, like, try and see at least two movies this weekend while my son's home. Because he's like my movie buddy. My daughter only interested in animated movies. And my wife's only interested in, like, rom-coms and stuff like that. I don't want to watch that crap. So if I want to go see something that I want to watch, I go with my son because he wants to watch it too. So that's kind of on the agenda. So tomorrow, we're going to go to Wingstop. We're going to try these three new flavors. I'm going to let you know how they all are. And then over the weekend, we're going to go see movies because I don't have to cover the Roughnecks over the weekend because I'm covering them in an hour. Go Cougs. Go Horns. Go Aggies. Go Roughnecks. Houston, big thanks to my man, Big Johnny B, on the other side. It's time for Aggie pregame. You ready? Crack open them 40s. Pretend you're a college student. It's time for College Hoops. Have a great night. It's time!
ESPN 97.5.